Okay.
Big
Zachis.
There's a special place.
It's Javi. Javi's here, by the way.
I know. Oh.
So everybody's back. We're up to Dafnun Beis on the Beis of Mishnah. And we have to finish today Dafnun Gimel on the Beis. So let's go. Let's go. Ready? We won't make you do any Shanim. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh as well, so we have to finish today's Gemara. Tomorrow's has a new Pedic.
Chasen tomorrow's going to be very slow.
So give him a good kick in the backside. Tell him to move. Okay, come Lennon. Mishnah. Hanoided minuat. We're learning now this entire Pedic is when you make a net, and the next Pedic a little bit as well. When you make a net and you say something, what exactly do you mean? Do you mean the object itself? Do you mean even that which emanates from this object? If somebody made a net that from Beis on a Beis right in the middle of the page, if somebody made a net that he won't eat grapes, grapes are grapes, not wine. So therefore, he can drink the wine that came from these grapes. And same thing, if he says, I will not eat olives, and he's allowed to eat the oil that came from these olives. But Omar, if he said, olives and grapes, but he adds the following, elu these, and then he adds, she'eini toyim, that I will not taste. Right? He said, I will not taste. Now, I will not taste can mean not just when you drink the wine, you're tasting sort of the grapes. Or maybe elu mean these. I don't care what situation they're in. As the Gemara says, we're not sure. We'll discuss nun beis on beis. Also, then, you're not only behen, you're also in the grapes and the olives, but it could be yetzer and also that which the juices that float out of them is also. Now, the Gemara's discussion will be, what is it about the second half of the Mishnah that makes the juices awesome? Is it the fact that you added the word elu, these? What did you add it for? Obviously, tell you anything, these, in any compass, any form in it. Or is it because he said, she'eini toyim, I will not taste, and this is called tasting. Says the Gemara, boy, Rambam Chama, elu dafka, is it the fact you added the word elu, is that what makes it awesome? Or is she'einu toyim dafka, the fact that you added the word she'eini toyim, that's what makes it awesome. If you can say it's elu dafke, it's only the word elu that makes it the juices also. Why is it Mishnah have to add the words I will not taste? Just say elu. Elu, and then the Mishnah would say, why do you have to add the words any time? Isn't that a raya that you need the words any time? Say no. How when it comes to teach you, no, maybe forget. Even if you add the words any time, I will not taste, that does not make the juices that come out of the grapes usir. All it means is the grapes itself usir. You know when the juice become usir? Only if you also add the word elu. Either I'm an elu mitzvah, if you add the word elu, it's usir. Loi. And if not. So what's pshat? Do you need, is it the word, the fact that he said elu, or the fact that he said any time? So it's not clear. Let's resolve it. Come along, Rav, and says, Toshma, come in here. We're looking at Braisa. Koinim pedis ha elu alai. I asked these pedis on me. So he said, elu. Koinim hein. Koinim hein lepi. You said these should be asa lepi. For my mouth. Then you should know, usr, it is forbidden, bil chilufein, not only the fruits that you asr are usr, but if you swap them for something else, that swap is also usr. And because you said elu, and uvi gudulein, and also if they put them in the ground and they take root and new shoots come out, these new shoots are also usr. Now the Braisa doesn't mention about the juices that flow from them. Seems like habi yaitzeh and mutter. Seems like the juices that flow from these fruits are mutter, even though you said the word elu. So we see it's not elu that asses it. Elu means in its current state. Juices are mutter. In the Mishnah, when it says asr, must be because you add the word she'eini toyim. That's what the matter wants to say. It says more no raya at all. Who adin? The truth of the matter is dafilu bi yaitzeh and asr. No, elu includes not only the fruits in the current state, but anything that comes out of them, including the juice. You know why the Braisa didn't mention it? Because there's a bigger chiddush in chelufein. Then what's a bigger chiddush? The juices come from the fruit. Of course it's asr. Chalufei means I take these fruits and I swap it for another fruit, which I have nothing to do with these fruits, and the isa transfers to that. That's a much greater chiddush. That's why the Braisa mentions chalufei. But really, juices for sure are asr.
What's so nothing. Gudulein and Yotza is essentially the same thing.
No, gudulein, this has to rot first, and a new thing comes out. That's how chiddush always says. The guardian has to rot. Here, Yotza is mamish is coming out of it. But the Braisa found it would be a bigger chiddush. So teach us the chilufein ki gudulein dami, that he wants you to know that chilufein is just like gidulin, that a swap is just like a gidulin that comes, a shoot that comes from it. I take these fruits and I say, I'm swapping the value of this fruit for these fruits. And then this fruit becomes awesome. Tosh, so we have no raya either way. Tosh, makum and hev. The Isa, the Nedr, I made a Nedr. Yeah. Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you in the safe of this braise. She'eini oichel, if you say, I will not eat. U'she'eini toim, I will not taste. Then what is permitted? Chilufeihen uvigidulehen. So l'chayda, what's permitted now? Only the swap and what grows out of it. Doesn't mention juice. L'chayda means juice is awesome. You just said that the ratio, even though it doesn't mention juice, juice is left is awesome. So in the safer, juice is still awesome because it didn't come along and say it's mutter now. So juice is awesome. Ha ha yaitzi men asr, but the juice is asr. And what did you say over here? You didn't say the word elu. All you said was she'eini toim on taste. Is a raya that is the word she'eini toim that in our Mishnah that makes the juices asr because it's a taste in the juice. You taste the taste of the fruit. No raya whatsoever. In a way, the juices are further removed from the fruit than these other fruits because the juices are not exactly the same taste as the fruit. It's the juice that's inside the fruit. It's a separate entity that's inside the fruit. It's not like the other fruits that come from the fruit itself. So why doesn't the Braisa say also that the fruit, that the juices are mutter? I did the loy nosib, but Reisha Yetzi Mehen, because in the Reisha of this particular Braisa, we don't mention what the din is regarding the juice. Loy nosib, not for Yetzi Mehen. So we don't bring it in the safe, even though we should have said in the safe, the juices are what? Are definitely mutter. But we're not talking about the juices, so we don't bring it up. No raya either way. Toshma coming in. Other raya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Maise, it happened once. The asad abtarfin asad olai on me beyim shenas bastul imoi." In the previous Mishnah, we had if a guy says, "If you make a neder from the flesh," if a guy said, "I make a neder from the flesh," so we said you're allowed to eat the gravy and you're allowed to eat the gravy that has a little bit of pieces of the meat in it. You're allowed to. That's not flesh. And Rabbi Yehuda asks, and he told him a story that abtarfin once said, "You're not allowed to eat the eggs that will cook with it." And the Chacham said, "You're 100% right, but you forgot to tell us exact details of the case." There he said, "Bosazel alive, this meat on me," which means that if there's any taste, as long as if it's less than shishim against it in that mixture, it's awesome. That's what happened in the case of the eggs. Now, says the Gemara, let's go back to that Mishnah. Toshma, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'i said there's a story. But also, that Tavron alive, Ben Shes Bashlim. But Tavron said, when you said bosazel alive, the meat is awesome. Eggs that were cooked with it are also awesome. Omrulai, so the rabbi said to him, "Your story is correct, but you forgot a detail. Amos, when do we say that everything is us if it, it feels a taste of the meat?" Bizman, Sha'omar, he says, "Bosar ze olai, this meat. Ze is just like elu. That this meat is us, just like elu. What do you mean elu? Elu is this meat and anything that comes from it. So bosar ze olai is this meat and anything that comes from it. Therefore, there's a taste from this meat and from the eggs, less than shishim, it is awesome." So it's clear from here that in our Mishnah, when it says you said that the juice is us, is because you said the word elu. What's even the question? If you said a neder, I won't eat meat, and then it got mixed up with other things. So we see that when you added the extra word this or elu, it means any state and form, as long as you can feel the influence of this meat or this fruit, it's us. So elu is what asses. Is what you write. But elu lokum abayla. That was never. We never had a question. If I say paydus elu, then the juice is asa because it came from these fruits. The dafkahu kima abayla. Our question is: what about if he didn't say the word elu, but mishaeini tayim? If you said the words eini tayim on its own, what happens then? Is eini tayim also enough to asa, or eini tayim doesn't do anything? Idafka lai dafka. Toshma coming here. We learned previously, 2 days ago, dog, if we say a single fish, which is a large fish, or doggy, we say in plural, which are small fish, and you said you won't taste, also, behen, you're not allowed to eat this fish, bang doilin, bang tani, whether they're large, whether they're small, bang chayim, bang whether they're raw, whether they're cooked. But a mutter is permitted, bitaris trufa ubetzir, you're permitted if the fish is cut up and chopped in small little pieces. Or the juice that comes from the fish is very permitted. We see here, he says toyim, right? He said I won't taste, and yet the juice is permitted. So going back to our Mishnah, if you say fruits, ain't need toyim, but the juice, you would be able to drink. So when our Mishnah asked the juice, it's because you said the word elu, and ain't toyim is irrelevant. And the Chiddush Mishnah is that even though you added the words elu, eini tayim, it doesn't do anything unless you add the word elu. Says more, no raya, and we'll remain with this question. Amar Rav Zerava, Ukva Yotze Behen. No, you know what this Mishnah is talking about when it says dog dogim? That the juice already flowed from the fish before you made the neder. If you made a neder, I'm not going to eat from this fish, and already the morning you already had this juice that came out of the fish, then it's not included. Our Shaila is, if after you made the neder, new juice flows out from these grapes, what would the din be? And that we haven't resolved yet. What happens? The suffering. The Elu for sure now we said is awesome. In this case there is no Elu, just he said any time, that's all he said. Paydis she any time. You say look at his grapes, anovim she any time. What about juice? What about grape juice or wine? So we don't know. The Rishon says he didn't say either any time or Elu, he said any oichel. Tayyim is different than oichel. Tayyim is taste. Yeah, you didn't even say oichel, but it means you have to say oichel. Otherwise, oh, no, then what? Me also ba, no. You have to spell out what you're doing. So you say oichel, but oichel is not tayyim. Tayyim is taste, and you can argue in the juices of taste. Okay, now today's Gemara. So the Mishnah, Hanoidim and Atmodim, some makes it that I won't eat dates, mutter, but vash, tmodim, but honey of dates, you are permitted to eat because they're not called dates, they're called, they have to be called vash, tmodim, the honey of dates. Mistovnis, if you say you won't eat the grapes that are unripe, they grow during the winter because they're not ripe. And what are you using? Nobody really eats those grapes. They're used mainly for vinegar. In Mistovnis is mutter b'chaymet stovnis. According to Tanakama, it's not called stovnis. The vinegar is not called stovnis. It's called chaymet stovnis. You're allowed to eat it. That's the opinion of Tanakama. So if you say something, you meant exactly that. And if it has another name, even though it has this name joined with it, but it's not on its own, then you're allowed to eat it because that was not included in your nether. Comes along with Mesayda and says, no. If it's associated with the original thing, like for example, the honey, it's called date honey, so since it's included in the name honey, date, and you said, I don't want any dates, you're not allowed to eat that either. Menu, it's you're not allowed to eat the honey that comes from there. Machlek is a shiny whether Rabbi Yehudah Maseda also says you're not allowed to eat the date itself, or you meant only the honey. You can still have a honey of bees. The Ran explains why. Yeah. That's why I have to spell. The Ran says, why I have to according to other time, third one. You have to spell out because there's different kinds of honey. Yeah, so therefore it's lav dafka. Oh, the Rashi says it means tomorrow. That's in the Traders' times. This is in the Gemara's times. And this is all Losh and Bani Adam.
There's a difference between whoever the Rashi is and the Ran. He says the rest of this is stubbornness is grapes you leave there in the autumn and it becomes into vinegar. You harvest them
because they never ripen. No, they Ran says the same thing.
He says here it's unripe ones which you leave throughout the winter.
Yeah, same thing. The Rashi is the same thing.
Autumn, the other one says winter. Right? The winter one, they used to make a thing called ice wine in Europe, a winter wine. And it's very different than vinegar.
No, I don't know. But it's chaymetz. It is chaymetz. So I don't know. There's a Mishnah chaymetz.
Oh no, I'm just being pedantic on the thing. The lapel makes no difference. The Mishnah, if you made a shvur from it, that's that. You know?
Okay. The third opinion is the Chachamim Matirim. Now the Chedek Chachamim are saying the same thing. The Chedek we're talking about the honey of dates, and the Chachamim saying mutter. Sounds like they agree with the Tanakama. It's called honey of dates. Not it's called date honey, not just dates. But the Chachamim and Tanakama. What's the Chachamim and Tanakama? It's more Igbenaya. Fundamental difference. Hadol Tanbil and the Braisa Klalza and the Lozer Abishim will give them a new rule, which is different than the Kama and Abihuda. Bim say the Kol should darke lech lefnim if it's Kama to eat the original fruit. And you also eat that which emanates from, for example, dates. You eat the dates, and people eat the honey from the dates. Tamarim, v'dvash tamarim, no da boy, you made a neder in the dates, also be yaitzim emenu. You made a neder in the dates, also that which comes out from it. Also be yaitzim, that comes out from it. And no yaitzim be yaitzim emenu, also boy. And if you ask in yaitzim emenu, it's also it. In other words, because they're interchangeable. Since it's common to eat both, and if you say, I don't eat dates, if I would say, I won't eat dates, what's also now? Dates and the honey. If I say, I won't eat the honey from dates, what's also the dates as well? Because in the dates, you have the honey. So because they're both common to eat. Okay, which is different than Tanakama. Tanakama says dates is only limited to dates. That Yudin says...
Yeah. The juice, the wine.
That's right, because the juice is separate from this.
Yeah. There might be a difference because with grapes, why does one have a bracha b'fnei atzme? Because it's a totally separate thing than the bracha.
And what do you call it? The Gemara mentions
Achim
brachas
with shemel. It should have a bracha because it's a davar choshev.
So so the Abshim Elazar holds that if it's kamatid both, they're both aser. Kosher ain't akalecha. Let's say it's not common to eat. Let's say these grapes that are unripe. Nobody eats them. But it's common to eat the vinegar comes from it. No, the boy, if you make an edit in the grapes, ain't osin ele b'yaitzim menu. Not let kind of common says the grapes are osin and not the vinegar. No, he says the only thing that's osin in this case, he agrees up here to say that what's osin is the vinegar, not the grapes. That's what he meant. That's what you eat, Mishnah. Hanoi de mina yai megane, they won't drink wine. Mutu be yai tepuchim, you'll have to drink apple wine. Because it's not a number, generally, it's called wine. Not only that. Wine, when you say the word wine, there's no borrowed, no, you don't have to say anything else. We know what it means, grapes. If you want to mean apple wine, you have to say apple wine. So it has a shame levai. The moment you have to add another into it, it's not included in my neder. Mina hashemen, if I say oil, mutu be shemen, shushmin, let's say sesame oil, it's called sesame oil. It's not called oil. When you say time oil, it means olive oil. Mean advash honey, mutter but vash tamari. When you say honey, you're allowed to eat date honey, because date honey is called date honey. Honey, stam honey, is bee. It's opposite of what you said. So you have to, it's called date honey. Mean achemes vinegar, mutter but chemes stavnis. If you say vinegar, you don't mean vinegar of stavnis, you have to spell it. It's called chemes stavnis, it's not included. Mina akreshi from leeks, mutter bekapleitas is permitted in this kind of a species of leeks called kapleitas. Mina yerek, if you say vegetables means in your garden you plant all of these vegetables, mutter be yerek hasadeh, but the wild vegetables that grow in your field are not included, because they're called yerek hasadeh. So shein levai, all of these you have to call it that noun with the whatever the description is, that is actually the noun, where it emanates from. It's artificial. Exactly. Tanim Glenn, Tanoidim and Hashemin. If you say oil, every country is different. There are no rules. I'll just give an example. In Israel, when people say oil, Israel, what do they use? Olive oil.
So therefore, that can accompany.
Sorry?
Levi
means accompany. Yeah. Hanoidim. We had this Gemara in Pesachim, remember, about Morer. Remember we had the Morah Pesachim, the Chofet, about Morah, what kind of Morah is kosher, what kind of Morah is. So we had a thing called a Morah that has a Shem Levi. We don't know whether it's kosher. And we concluded it's not, because Morah is on its own, not with a Shem Levi. Yeah, Tanya in the Lamed. I don't know how it was. Tanya, Hanoidim and Hashem in Be'er Yisrael. If somebody in Be'er Yisrael says, I will not eat oil, Mutu B'Shem B'Shem B'Shem. It's accepted, because I don't use that. In Be'er Yisrael, if you use something which is not ordinary oil, you'll have to spell out exactly what you're using. Although also Shem Azayis, olive oil is what is common. The bubble the other way around. The bubble also b'shem and shumshim bubble. What's the common oil they use there? They use dafke sesame oil, mutu shemzai. But in bubble, it didn't have olive oil. If they wanted olive oil, they would spell out, "Give me olive oil." Mokim shemistapki mizeh umizeh. In a place where they use both oils, it's very common. They're both prevalent. Also b'zev. Obviously, if they use both oils, he said oil means everything. Loitzicha the ruba mincha. No, they use olive oil, but let's say they use more sesame oil. Or they use sesame oil, they use more of olive oil. So we would have thought, Mistami, he meant what you would use most occasions. Mistapki, Mawatame, Ezel, Basa, Ruba, which you have the majority. Kamashalan, Safi, Yisrul, Chumra. We don't go after Raif, and we're actually Safi, Yisrul, Chumra. I was looking up why Taka, and I couldn't find a reason. Why Taka? Why Taka going after Raif? Yeah. If we always go after Raif, why shouldn't we? Or ask him at least what he meant. Because we have a rule in Mor Hagmar Pesach in the beginning of Dalar over there that whenever Kol Mokum Diikarayv Heichel Yochel Levadim Mevarinen, let's ask him what he meant. Unless we don't trust him, we think that he changed his mind. Maybe he meant everything and now he's smart. To get out of it, fine. But why Taki don't you have to Rayv? Anyway, Hanoidim in Hayere. Maybe he says something else for that. Hanoidim in Hayere. If someone makes a neder from vegetables. During Bishash, now vegetables, you have the vegetables you plant in your garden, then you have vegetables which grow wild in your field. Now, during the 6 years, nobody is interested in the vegetable growing. Explain why, where you're there, where?
Sorry?
Which simon? Which simon? Which simon? Which simon?
Of what?
In your day.
Your day 281,
he says. 281. Okay, 281. Oh, 281. Okay, I'll look it up. 2081. Okay. Okay. Hanedim and Ayedim b'shash nation war. Someone makes a nether from vegetables. The 6 years when you're allowed to eat normal vegetables, osur b'yorok ha'gini. He meant probably the vegetables you grow in the garden. But the wild vegetables you're allowed to eat, our vegetables grow out in the wild. But if it's a shmita year, you're not allowed to eat any of the vegetables in the garden. The only thing you're allowed to eat is the wild because it's hefker. Then he says, then osur b'yorok ha'gini. You're not allowed to eat the wild vegetables. That's what everybody's eating. But a mutter b'yorok ha'gini. No, everything is that we try to understand what he person meant because you go after loshem and yodim. People speak. Only talking about a place where the minigis they will not bring. And Yira Shmita, they will not import any vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, since they don't import any vegetables, only what they eat locally. Locally is wild. Those places they import vegetables on Yira Shmita from Chutz La'aretz, then you could, when he said vegetables, he probably meant garden vegetables, the garden variety. Us, what's the machlekes? What do you mean mokker? What do you mean you import vegetables in Shmita or not? The machlekes is relevant in those days. Today we learned the Chachamim came along and made a gzeda. They asked Gush Amim. They asked that they didn't want Kohen Klim Vetisrael, and they said that all the dirt of Chutz La'aretz is automatically tameh. When you bring a vegetable Chutz La'aretz, you're going to bring in also dust and dirt from Chutz La'aretz. You bring tumah in. So in those days when we're very makpid on tumah, you're not allowed to bring in vegetable Chutz La'aretz. So ain bevin yerim Chutz La'aretz. One opinion said you're not allowed to bring vegetable Chutz La'aretz Vetisrael at all. Because of the tumah of the afaradis, my time, why take it not? Was he allowed to? You're just careful. Was it not? Why not? Because the exade of gush is dirt. Says the Gemara item in a kruv, if you ask a kruv, cabbage, also be spargus. Spargus is a kind of a cabbage. It's included. But I mean, because, sorry? Yeah, but I don't think it's what over here means that. It doesn't mean that. But mean. Yeah, but what exactly is this? It's not asparagus, some other kind. So sometimes when you say crude cabbage, you include asparagus. But I mean, we went very specific. You said, I asked asparagus, you didn't mean crude. Because nobody would ever refer to a normal cabbage as asparagus. You would refer to, you would include the subspecies in the primary species, but you would not include the primary species in the subspecies. Min asparagus mutabi crude. Min ha-graisin. If you say malong, you said that you won't eat from graisin, from these beans. Yeah, but Rashi says over here that it means. Yeah, but Rashi says pula mitzri. Pula mitzri is Egyptian bean. Yeah. Oh, that's something else. That's Brits, not bricks. Brit. B-R-I-T-S.
Yeah, it's with a G. How many grits? Black eyes.
Grits, whatever, grits. Yeah, but this is one of the shame. I remember wanted to say that it's actually pula mitzri. What is on the side here? Anyway. Also, be mikveh. You're not allowed to eat it, even if it turns into even comes thick, a very thick, like a porridge. Rabbi Yosi mati, because you don't call it grace. Mina mikveh, but if he said mina mikveh from this like porridge, mutter be grace, and you're allowed to grace it. These are the pieces. You don't grace it when you cut it in half. Mina mikveh also be shum. If you say I'm gonna ask mina mikveh in a mikveh in this gemishach, so they have this whole stew like. It would also be garlic. So it's included. Rabbi Yosi Mata, Rabbi Yosi says it's not included in your neder. Minashum, but if you clearly asked garlic, you meant garlic on its own. Mutam mikvah, it's a part of this whole mixture. You never intended to ask that. Mino adoshim, from lentils. Also ashishim, you're not allowed to eat ashishim. Mikvah chesheh, what exactly it is. Either way, there's bread that has in it flour made out of lentils. And that's what ashishim is. So it's still lentil. It's a flour from lentil that they used to.
Yesterday we touched that it's lentils fried in honey.
Yeah, that's another rishonim. Rashi learns it's a flour, and the Tosfos learns that the Rosh learns that it's a toasted honey. Obviously, these would be common foods. Rabbi Yosi Mata, minash. If you ask him in ashishim, mutar b'adashim. You never call lentils ashishim. Chita. If you say the word chita, which is singular. Or which, how would you eat a single wheat? It means a loaf of bread. Or chitin, plural, which means the kernels, because you don't eat one kernel at a time, you eat a whole bunch. Shani time won't eat. Also behen, you're allowed to, bein kemach, whether it's flour, bein apas, whether it's bread, because you included chita, which is the bread, and chitin, plural, when you eat a whole bunch, and that's the flour, or the kernels. Goris, grisin, same thing when you say goris, this grit, or grisin, plural, shani time, also behen, you're allowed to bein chayim, whether they're raw, whether they're cooked. When they're raw, it might be single. When they're cooked, they all mesh together. Rabbi Yudai Mehuda says, Koinim goddess echita shani toyim mutter lokas chaim. If you say, I ask a goddess echita that I will taste, you're allowed to chew them when they are still raw. You're allowed to chew them when they're still raw.
Because normal derech achila is cooked.
Right? That's right.
So no, it's not a regular mouth.
When you normally say it, what he probably meant was exactly cooked. Nobody really eats it, chews it, so yeah. Second mother, Tanya Shimmerloim, Chita Sha'ani Toyim. If you say Chita in singular, also Afinala Bacon, because you may turn it into bread, it's one. Umutulok is allowed to chew. Why? Because you chew a whole bunch at a time, so it's not Chita. Chitim Sha'ani, if you say Chitim in plural, what you meant was also Lok in all chew, because that's how you chew a whole bunch at a time. But Mutulaf, you're allowed to bake it to bread, because that's only one. If you say Chita, Chitin Sha'ani Toyim, also Bain Lok, Bain Lok, you're allowed to chew, or you're allowed to bake. Goris shani toyim. If you say goris, I will taste. Also levashel goris, you're not allowed to cook because goris generally is eaten cooked. But mutter lucky, you're allowed to chew them raw because it's not common to do that. Grisin shani toyim. Grisin already includes also raw. Also locus or grisin. Then because when usually when it's raw, it's separate. When it's cooked, it all meshes together. So you meant you're not allowed to chew, but a mutter lach, you're allowed to cook. If you say goris, and grisin shani toyim, then also is ben levasha, ben lachas, cooking or chewing, had the lachalidim abushal. Kora.